Before we eat the Lord's Supper together, we almost always read a scripture. And the scripture we generally read is from 1 Corinthians 11, part of which says, "As often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Today we proclaim. We live in a world full of proclaiming. All kinds of advertisers proclaim to us the excellence and superiority of their products. Every time we drive down the freeway, we see billboards proclaiming. When we turn on our computer, there are pop-ups proclaiming. When we open the newspaper, there are big ads proclaiming. When we turn on the television set, there are commercials proclaiming. We are constantly bombarded with proclamations. In fact, did you know that the most lucrative office building in the United States, one that provides the most net profit for its owners, actually is full of empty offices? Oh, there's a drugstore down on the bottom floor, but the rest of the building is empty. It's known as One Times Square, right there on Times Square in New York, a kind of triangular-shaped building that was originally the offices for the New York Times. They moved out over 100 years ago, though, in 1913. But they kept the building until 1961 when they sold it. It was sold again in the 90s. And the building stands empty. Its sole purpose is to proclaim. They now have made a facade on the front of it that advertises. Great big neon signs advertising everything from soda pop to soap. And they make millions and millions of dollars every year from an empty building because of the big neon signs that proclaim the products they're trying to sell us. Today we proclaim. We usually think of this service as remembering what Jesus did. But today we proclaim. We make an affirmation. We say something by celebrating the Lord's Supper. We say that we believe this baby that was born in the manger is not just a reason for holiday and gift giving, but we believe that in his birth and his life and his proclamation of the kingdom and his healing and his death as a sacrifice for us and his resurrection and his promise to return, that we find meaning and purpose in life. We proclaim that life is not just one thing after another until we die, but that there is meaning, that God has a reason for us to be here. We're not just here by chance, and there is a future, that we can trust God's promise through Jesus that he will return. And the last word in this world will be one of life and goodness. That's what we proclaim when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. But how does anyone hear the proclamation? Because here we are in this sanctuary, and there are no great big neon signs on the front of it. We don't have huge advertisements. We proclaim by lives that not only come here and proclaim together our faith, but then go out into the world and live the peace and the joy and the righteousness that we find in Christ. We go out to live the kingdom and in that way make a proclamation that is more powerful than any neon sign could ever be. Wednesday night, there in Times Square, there will be a great big crystal ball, and over a million people will gather in the streets in front of those great big neon proclamations, and they will cheer and rejoice because it is a new year. But today there is something truly new. Something much newer than just another year on the calendar. The renewal of lives. We leave with the confidence of the forgiveness of our sins. New life in Jesus, anticipating the day when He will come and all things will be made new. In the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we believe in open communion. That means if you are here, whether you are a member or not, we invite you to participate and share in the goodness and the grace of God, proclaiming that grace until He comes.